Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. Phoenix FM.
And now it's just coming up to 12 minutes past 12, and I'm joined on the line by Laura Tridge, who is the Programme Director for Future First, which is a national charity working in nearly 500 state schools and colleges across Britain. So very good afternoon to you, Laura.
Hi there, sir.
How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Now, tell us more about the work that Future First does.
So Future First is a charity that essentially at its core is building communities of former students for state schools up and down the country. So schools are keeping in touch with their ex-students through us, and that enables them to provide all sorts of extra support for their current students that they might not normally have. So former students could be coming in to be role models speaking in assemblies and workshops. They can be mentors to current students, provide work experience and so many more things. So it's just essentially making sure that people never lose touch with their old school and are able to help it for years to come after leaving.
Now, I know one of the things here, I read that the role models whose stories are inspirational, but critically, they are also achievable. Do you think that our young people today have too much, that they've got very high expectations due to the media?
Well, I think it's a really interesting question, and I think the message that it's achievable is something that's really important in our work. So we find that when we take back people who used to go to the school and they're able to say, well, actually, Mr. Smith taught me maths as well and I played football in the same fields and I used to sit in this hall and it's yep. changed a bit since I was here. But the students see that they came from that community. They actually sit up and listen a bit more, and it seems a bit more real to them when they then hear that that person's gone on and done all sorts of different amazing things. And the role models that we bring back in aren't just celebrities. They are people who've gone on to run their own businesses. They're people who are creatives, who are working in IT, in catering, in all sorts of different professions. And basically, we view a role model as anybody who really, really loves what they're doing and uses their skills in it every day. And so I think that's really important, is getting the balance of the different sorts of role models that we're exposing young people to. Not everybody wants to become a pop star or a footballer, and it's just making sure that there's a role model for every young person, and as you say, somebody who they believe they could follow in the footsteps of.
Who's the brainchild behind Future First, and how did it start?
So the organisation was started around 5 years ago now by a group of former students of a school in Camden, and they'd left school and gone on to do quite well, and were looking back at it and realised that some of their friends had found things a little bit more difficult since they left, and when they looked at why that might be, they realised that actually they'd been really lucky in their own family networks at home. They had parents who were doing jobs that they found really inspirational and were able to advise them, or they had family friends who were able to give that advice, and they realised that some of their classmates, it was a very ordinary comprehensive school that they went to, some of their classmates just haven't had those sorts of experiences, didn't have people that they could talk to, or people who'd inspired them about what they could go on to do. And so they went back into their old school just to give every student in the classes they went in and spoke to the opportunity to hear about a whole range of jobs and know that somebody was there who they could go to for further advice if they wanted to. And that's how it all started, really. And from there on, more and more schools down the road started to get in touch and say, this sounds great, we'd love to get involved as well. And that's how the charity came into being.
Because it is a little bit like, they say it's like the old boys network, where you've got quite a lot of people with lots and lots of money that go to a few schools over the country, and they all seem to end up in politics, or they'll end up in high-end jobs, because they do all network, and that's the way that they get on.
Absolutely, and I think what we're doing here is we're taking a model that's worked really, really successfully in private schools and universities for years,
yeah.
And there's no hiding from that, that's why we've decided to do it. It's because it's a model that is successful, I think it's just great to bring those advantages to students in state schools as well.
Yeah.
There's just as many former students of state schools who are willing to go back and volunteer as ex-students of private schools. It's just that they're not being asked, and we've done polling with YouGov that shows just that. So the polling that we did about 2 years ago now showed that there were 10 million adults who were willing to go back and talk to students at their old school. And so we're really just harnessing that potential.
Now, it's all the W's, futurefirst.org.uk. I'll read that out again in a little while, which you can go and find all the information for. How many people are you hoping to get signed up to Future First?
Well, we'd love for everybody in the country to sign up to go back and help at their old school eventually, but we realise that it might take a little bit of time. There are currently about 60,000 people signed up to support students at their old school, and really we'd just like anybody who's doing anything that they really enjoy and would like to share their experiences with current students to get in touch and do just that. And it's not just going back and speaking about your job. So if somebody feels like maybe that's not something that they're in a position to offer, that they can offer work experiences at their current place of employment, or they'd like to fundraise on behalf of the school to help them get some new football kit for their football club, then those are things that you can help with as well. So there's all sorts of different ways to help.
Excellent. Now, if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, futurefirst.org.uk, and you can sign up there as well, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. And equally, if there are any other schools in the area that are interested in getting involved, we'd love to hear from them. We're already working with Brentwood County High School, Billericay School and St Martin's School, and we've had just amazing experiences of working with those schools and seeing their networks build, but we'd love to support even more schools to do the same.
Excellent. Okay, again, all the W's, futurefirst.org.uk. If you're a local school and you want to get involved, or you'd like to go back and share your experiences, nothing's better when you go into it. I mean, I don't have children, but I know when you speak to young adults, they've got enthusiastic for life. They're enthusiastic, so you can go in and talk about what you do, and it will be of an interest to them. Give them something to. It's very, very difficult. You know what the climate is out there for young people finding work at the moment. It is really difficult, and I've had loads of people who have got children in like 17 saying, do you know anybody here? Because it is all networking, trying to find a job anywhere.
Absolutely. And as soon as they hear that you went to that school, you've got anecdotes about the same teachers that teach them now, they immediately kind of form a bond with you and want to sit up and listen to what you have to say. The former students who go back, I think, enjoy that just as much as the current students do.
Yeah. It's always good walking back into school when you know you can actually come out again and you don't get told off.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you ever so much. That is Laura Partridge, who is the Programme Director for Future First. As again, you can find out more, all the W's, futurefirst.org.uk. All right, then, have a lovely day.
Thank you very much, Michelle. You too.
Best of luck with the project. Thanks so much. Thank you.